Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Praise God. We were talking about blood moons last Wednesday night, and we're going to continue with the blood moons tonight. And like I said, today was a blood moon, October the 8th. And what happened was we didn't get to see too much of it because of the cloud covering, but it's still part of a tetrad. We spoke about what a tetrad is, and these are terminologies used by NASA and scientists, not the Bible. The Bible doesn't call it a tetrad and doesn't call it a blood moon. The Bible says the moon will turn to blood. Amen. But NASA and scientists, scientifically speaking, that's what they call it. It's a blood moon. Why do they call it a blood moon? It's not that the moon turns to blood, but it's that the moon appears to be red from, and it looks like blood. Amen. Now, there's a lot of relevance to what's taking place because we saw last week that in Genesis, the Bible says that the stars and the sun and the moon will be for signs. Everyone say signs. And seasons. Now, we looked at the what the concordances say about signs, and signs are warnings, can be ominous warnings. I like to think of it sometimes like red lights. Have you ever been to a crossing and there's a red light flashing? What does that mean? Stop, check, and then go. Is that correct? Amen. It's a warning. It's a red light flashing. It's a warning. And we saw signs can be a warning, can be an ominous warning. And then we saw that seasons, the word seasons is not talking about spring, winter, summer, and fall. Seasons, in that context that they're talking in the Bible, when God said would be for seasons, which what represents, and if you look in the concordance, feasts. Now, Israel have a lot of feasts that they celebrate that God gave them certain days. Passover is a feast. Tabernacles is a feast. Rosh Hashanah, they have a feast. And all of these represent something that God's done or is going to do. For instance, Passover, they have the feast. Remember, that's a feast of unleavened bread. When the Israelites were in Egypt and God said, I'm getting you out of here tomorrow morning. You're going to be out of this town. He said, I want you to make the food, do the lamb, put the blood on the doorposts of your house, which was a type and shadow of Jesus Christ coming. Amen. The blood was the thing that stops us from going to hell. And the angel of death passed over the houses in Goshen where the Israelis stayed. Amen. And they had to make their food and eat their food. And they had to make bread, but unleavened bread, because they were in a hurry. They didn't have time to wait for the yeast and everything to rise. They had unleavened bread and eat it that way because it was a quick way of doing it. Can you say amen? So they have a feast, Passover feast, and they have seders, and there's different kinds of meals that Jewish people celebrate. What has that got to do with me? Well, we're going to look at some things that we've seen through history and facts. Amen. Now, I want to just get this straight once again. I am not saying that something is going to happen. I'm not saying the end time is going to happen tomorrow. I'm not saying Jesus is coming back tomorrow. But what I am saying is he might come back tomorrow. There may be something happen, and there may be some other signs that we don't, you know, be asleep on. I'm not giving dates and times. I'm not giving what's going to happen. I'm just giving a red light. Amen. I'm just signaling a red light. Could be. If it doesn't, I'll be ready. Anyway, some people say, what happens if you're wrong about Jesus Christ? I say, that's fine. Then I've lived a nice, clean, healthy life. What happens if I'm right? That's right. You're in trouble. Yeah. Isn't that true? People who don't receive the name Jesus. Right. If I'm wrong, well, you know what? I live decent. Amen. But if I'm right, you're in trouble. Amen. Is that correct? Amen. And so these are signs for the world. Now, we're going to look at some stuff. I just want to go quickly, and I'm going to see if this is working again. Let's see. Are we set? All right. Oh, wait. We were there. Okay. Joel 2, verse 21, and Acts 2, verse 20 says the same thing. And it says, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. It's going to be a great day for Christians, but a terrible day for non-Christians. Amen. Because judgment is going to come on the non-Christians. Amen. And we've seen that in scriptures. Now, I'm going to probably continue from this into an end time kind of teaching. And where we're at now, we're going to look at Gog, Magog, Rosh, and all those countries that the Bible talks about in the end times that are going to come against Israel. And we're going to start looking at a lot of stuff here. And we're going to start looking at the latest headlines taking place right now with ISIS and ISIL and all these kinds of things going on right now. We're going to start looking at this, and we're going to go back in time, and we're going to look at facts, actual factual things, and we're going to start pointing towards why we're that close to the return of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. So I'm going to continue from this into that. Is that good?
Yes.
All right. So he says there that the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood. As not literally that the moon's going to be blood. Amen. We know that's not the case. But we do know that it's going to look like blood according to what we read from NASA and all these places. Amen. So let me see now. Okay, there's what took place this morning. A blood moon.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Now, we couldn't see it because of the fact that there was too much cloud cover. But if you look on the NASA website, and if you look on TV, some of you, who saw it on TV? Amen. Did you see it? Blood moon. All right. Now, the thing about this blood moon, or this tetrad, remember, a tetrad is four blood moons in a row. Extremely unusual, very unusual to have four of them in a row, very unusual to have four of them landing on feast days, Passover and Tabernacles, 2014, 2015, Passover and Tabernacles again, but then also very unusual to have a total solar eclipse in between. And we're going to have a complete solar eclipse, and we're going to have a partial solar eclipse. That's the sun going to be blocked out by the moon completely, and the sun being blocked out partially by the moon. So to have a tetrad of four of these blood moons landing on the same feast days, and then having these solar eclipses, it's very unusual. Everyone say, it's unusual.
Amen.
Amen. It's not the song that... what's his name sung? Tom Jones. It's not unusual to have tetrads every year. Amen. This is unusual. In fact, so we started looking at this. Now I'm going to jump around, so just bear with me. We want to, that's a tetrad right over there, four blood moons in a row. Now we wanted to look at what happened in 1492. There was the Spanish Inquisition, was when Spain kicked the Jewish nation out of Spain and started to persecute and even kill them in 1492. Well, what's so big deal about that? Well, it just so happens that there was blood moons right on those days, those feast days. Now, am I saying something's going to happen tomorrow? After we had this? No, but I'm going to give you some information and facts that's going to show you some things that are very interesting. How many of you find this kind of stuff interesting?
Yeah.
You know, the Bible said, Jesus said to the people in his day, he said, listen, you guys, you know the signs of the when it's going to rain, when it's not going to rain, but you don't know the seasons and the signs of what's going to happen in the end.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those. I want to know what's taking place.
Yeah.
Amen. And we can know what's taking place. And the Bible calls Israel the fig tree.
Yeah.
And I've got scripture for that, where Israel is the fig tree, and I'll show you scriptures over that, where she's a fig tree, and you watch Israel what's taking place, and he says, you'll know the times and the seasons, and where we're at by observing the fig tree. Yes. Yes. So Israel has a major part to play in the end times. We can read things from Israel. Amen. All right. So they had the Spanish Inquisition, and let me just tell you something. Okay, let's look at that. Christopher Columbus, as we know, left Spain. He was born in Italy. He converted to Judaism, and he lived in Spain. And when the persecution started, he left Spain. He took some Jewish people with him, and he went to look for a safe haven for the Jewish people. And he found the free world. He founded America, right? He was on a quest to find a safe haven for Jewish people. And so that's when he left there. I'm going to tell you something about that now, though. And the day that actually happened. Do you know that Israel was expelled from England? Do you realize that they were expelled from England? Before that, I'm going to give you the dates there as well. But I want to show you something. Let me just look at one more here. Columbus reaches the New World, right? You see him? There's Christopher Columbus up front there. I spent all night painting that. It was that one paint by numbers. All right. Now, so that took place, and there was a tetrad in that year, in those years. 1492 and 93. And that's exactly when this happened. Now, am I saying something's going to happen? Israel, according to the Talmud and Israel scholars, they say that when something happens with the moon, it's a sign and an ominous sign for the Jewish nation. When something happens to the sun, like a total eclipse and eclipses, it's an ominous sign for the other nations of the world. Israel being the smaller nation, the world being the bigger nations. Israel lives according to the calendar that they have, which is really the biblical calendar, which is all based on the moon. That's why their new year is a different time than our new year. And so we living in this world have to live according to the Gregorian calendar, which we're on, and also according to the biblical calendar. We need to start looking at these things. And when you look at these things, you'll start seeing signs and wonders. Jesus said, God said, he said, they'll be for signs. Now remember, you're traveling on the 95, there's a sign, slow down. Slippery when wet. Do not overtake. Those are signs warning you or even directing you sometimes. Turn left here. Amen. Lost gas for 49 miles. Amen. So you see signs on the road. These are signs in life. God himself said that they would be the stars. And well, did the stars not guide the wise men to the stable? And when they look up the stars, they worked out how it worked that the stars all lined up a certain way so that the one star shone so bright. You see, through astronomy, you can work out. And you know, God is a very, very scientific, mathematical God. That's why NASA can go back in time and tell you when there were tetrads, when there were, they can go back 5,000 years. And I want you to know, this is the last tetrad for the next 100 years. There's nothing. Amen. So is it something crazy? I don't know. But it's nice to just check it out and understand a bit. Okay. All right. Then in 1948, we had the rebirth of Israel. We had a tetrad in 1948 and 1949. That means four in a row again. On the feast days, they happen to fall on the same feast days as we're seeing them now.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website, at www.christfamilychurch.com.